أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومنهم الذين يؤذون النبي ويقولون هو أذن، قل أذن خير لكم يؤمن بالله ويؤمن للمؤمنين ورحمة للذين آمنوا منكم، والذين يؤذون رسول الله لهم عذاب أليم، يحلفون بالله لكم ليرضوكم، والله ورسوله أحق أن يرضوه إن كانوا مؤمنين. ألم يعلموا أنه من يحادد الله ورسوله فإن له نار جهنم خالدا فيها، ذلك الخزي العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 61, 62 and 63 of Surah At-Tawbah. The last ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the distribution of zakat, the recipients of zakat in between, because the munafiqeen had raised the objection about the distribution of sadaqah, of booty, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make. And once again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues with the discussion of the munafiqeen. Allah ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ النَّبِيَّ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنْ. From amongst them, there are those who slander, who hurt, who speak ill about our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They, in their own circles, would say things about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was slanderous. They would speak ill, and should Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam hear about it, it will be very hurtful. When people will remind them that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam may hear about it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reveal whatever they are saying. They used to say, وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ أُذُنْ, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now the word أُذُنْ actually refers to ears, but here it means that he is hearing. In other words, he is all ears. He listens to what we say. And after he listens to what we say, he just pardons us, he forgets about it, and that's it. He will hear whatever is being said. We will go there, we will make our excuse, we will say, fabricate, do whatever. He will listen to us, and then he will pardon us, and that is the end of the story. And that is how they used to treat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now responds to this, and Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ. Say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that my listening to you, my being all ears for you, is better for you. In other words, I take it as a pinch of salt. I don't make this matter a huge and large matter, because if I do, if it hurts, then obviously the retaliation will come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ. Number one, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam believes what the believers also say, that the sahaba would come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would listen to what they have to say. So similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will listen to what you have to say, how you defend yourself, you lie. Sometimes it is glaring, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would neither respond, nor would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam retaliate. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a rahmah for those who had brought iman from amongst you. In other words, community of Medina Munawwara, many had brought iman, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a means of rahmah. He was a means of mercy, and that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen him, Allah ta'ala had sent him, Allah had given him these beautiful qualities. Nonetheless, you take advantage over all of that, That is now your priority, that you had the opportunity of making tawbah, of turning, listening to this Quran, but you haven't done so. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. In this world you got away, but really those who slander Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him is a painful punishment in this world, at the time of maut, in the qabr, in the akhirat. All of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would deal with. So the simple message is, Allah's Nabi has been forgiving. That doesn't mean that you would get away with all of that. يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ لِيُرْضُوكُمْ. Sometimes Sahaba would hear about the slanderous talk of the munafiqeen. Obviously that would hurt Sahaba. So these munafiqeen will come to the Sahaba and they would take oaths and they would swear qasams and they will try to please the Sahaba. So hence Allah says, يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ لِيُرْضُوكُمْ, that they swear these oaths, they take these qasams before you in order to appease you. Now who are they trying to appease? They are trying to appease Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But who should a person really please? Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahakku an yurduhu. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a greater right that they please Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is often an example for us, also a lesson for us, that sometimes we do things that is contrary to the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to appease people, to so that people may say whatever. But all of that is immaterial in the eyes of Allah. We should earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of His Rasul. In kanu mu'mineen, if they are real and true believers. Allah Rabbul Izzat concludes this sector. Allah ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّهُ مَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولًا. Do they not know that certainly that person who opposes Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this opposition of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are in many different categories, and one very important thing is this, that not to go against the hukam of Allah, not to go against the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've said it time and time again, we may make mistakes, we may make errors, we may commit the sin, violate, be disobedient, but then repent and make tawbah. Never ever oppose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never ever justify our wrongs. Turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat and seek forgiveness. فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. For certainly for him is the fire of Jahannam. He will remain in it forever. ذَلِكَ الْخِزْيُ الْعَظِيمُ. In this world, what the munafiqeen were doing, being slanderous against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their whole intention was to ridicule Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their whole intention was to disgrace Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says the real disgrace is that disgrace of the akhirat and the day of qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that iman, and Allah give us those qualities where Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are pleased with us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.